Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Cuba denounced at the first China-CELAC ministerial forum on cooperation in disaster risk management how the United States blockade limits the country's access in this area. Speaking at the virtual meeting, Ramon Pardo, chief of the National General Staff of Civil Defense in Cuba, stressed that this genocidal policy hinders the purchase of technology and the necessary funding to make progress in this field. The experience of the risk management centers has been an example of Cuba's firm willingness to support the countries that requested unconditionally, Pardo pointed out. Participants in the meeting, organized by China and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, reiterated Cuba's willingness to continue providing technical assistance in this field to third world countries. The Italian government will send Cuba a donation of medicines and medical supplies to help assist those injured in the fire in the industrial zone of Matanzas. The Cuban ambassador in Rome, Mirta Granda Averhof, highlighted on Twitter that this humanitarian aid contains approximately 2.3 tons of goods and is being carried out through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation in coordination with the Department of Civil Protection. A statement from the Foreign Ministry of the European country said that this donation is departing from the United Nations Humanitarian Emergency Response Base in Brindisi and is a support to the Cuban authorities for the assistance to the victims of the accident. Voices of solidarity around Cuba and against the blockade were heard again in more than 20 cities worldwide to demand an end to that criminal policy. Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz thanked on Twitter for expressing solidarity with Cuba. The feelings of fraternity and solidarity guide the efforts of fellow countrymen and friends around the world in the unceasing struggle against the inhumane blockade and in the building of bridges of love with the Cuban people, said on his part from the same social media network, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bruno Rodriguez Parrilla. Organizations in solidarity with Cuba called for protests in front of U.S. consular offices, public events, walks through downtown streets, and caravans of cars and cycles, among other initiatives. They also disseminated photos with Cuban flags, allegorical posters to be uploaded on social media, and messages and proclamations against the blockade. Miami and 20 other cities in the United States and the world were the scene on Sunday of a New World Caravan against the blockade against Cuba, an initiative by the Bridges of Love movement. We're going to demonstrate that those who love and found are more than those who hate and undo, activist Carlos Lasso said in a video on Saturday. Under the title, Attention, Caravan Against the Blockade, the video broadcast on Twitter convened for Sunday morning the participants' rally at 999 Ponce de Leon Boulevard, Coral Gables in Miami. The Cubans and U.S. citizens who want a rapprochement and to overcome the differences between our countries are many more than the hate-filled people, the Seattle-based professor leader of the Solidarity Project said. On August 13, during a press briefing in Miami, Lasso rejected the defamations and accusations by far-right Senator Marcos Rubio and all those who tried to intimidate the Bridges of Love Project. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Bruno Rodriguez, praised the feelings of fraternity and solidarity of those around the world who are fighting against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States. The foreign minister highlighted on his Twitter account the efforts of fellow nationals and friends from various countries who incessantly reject the inhuman siege imposed on the island by Washington and highlighted the work they do in building bridges of love with the people in Cuba. "We are stimulated by so many displays of affection," Rodriguez said on the social network, where he shared images of the day of mobilization against the economic blockade that took place this Sunday, which reached Miami and 20 other North American cities. According to the island's foreign ministry, Montreal and Toronto in Canada were scenes of expressions of solidarity, as were the Bahamas, Jamaica, Santa Cruz in Bolivia, and in Switzerland in Vasteras. The Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero thanked all the actions that show special affection towards the Caribbean nation and highlighted the role of the Bridges of Love Initiative, one of the organizers of the mobilization. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.